What I'd like to do is look at the idea of salvation.
因为今天下午他要讲一些关于救恩的。
When we first become Christians, most of us, we only think of one type of salvation. That is the salvation of our souls.
所以呢，当我们成为基督徒以后，我们考虑到的只是一种救恩，这种救恩呢，就是我们灵魂的救恩。
That is, when we read the word salvation in the scriptures, we think of that we are saved from hell, we're saved from condemnation, and that's pretty much what we think about when we're first Christians.
所以呢，当我们在读圣经的时候，从圣经里找到这个救恩这个词的时候呢，我们通常是说我们被从地狱里被救出来了，或者说我们不用被审判，这就是我们当成为基督徒时候的想法。
Now this makes sense, because when we first learn from the Bible about our sin and what the result will be is eternal separation from God, that's what we say, like the Philippian jailer, what must I do to be saved?
这是有道理的，因为当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们都读到的是我们怎样我们的罪得赦，我们怎样跟神和好，这样呢，他其实就像在使徒行传里我们读到的那个腓立比的时候，那个监狱狱卒讲的时候，我们必须做什么才能得救。
And then as we read our Bibles, we try to fit that ideaIdea into every time we see the word salvation or saved, we try to fit that meaning into it.
因为这就是当我们读圣经的时候，我们通常把这个的应用到放到我们那个救恩或者是得救的里面去。
And sooner or later, though, we find out that it doesn't quite fit every time we read it in the Bible.
所以呢，慢慢的呢，我们就发现呢，如果我们一直读圣经，在圣经的不是每一个方面都实用的，在这个。
So, if you realize that the word salvation, it's a very general word. It means deliverance. It means safety.It also oftentimes means soundness or wholeness. A person is saved, they are made whole.
所以呢，这个呢，当这个救恩这个词，它是一个广义的一个概念。通常呢，就是说是你被救出来，或者说是得救，或者说是给安全了。这个呢，就是说通常是让你成为一个完整的。这样一个。
Now, for example, turn to Philippians chapter 1.
所以呢，举个例，我们翻到腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19.
腓立比书第一章的第十九节。
Paul is writing here to the Philippians, the church at Philippi.
所以呢，使徒保罗在这里呢写给的是那个在腓立比教会的人的。
So he says in verse 19, For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my salvation, some translations say.
所以呢，在第十九节说，因为我知道这是藉着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助。终必叫我得救，所以有的翻译本来说是救恩。
But he's writing this from prison, and the object of his prayers and their prayers for him is that he might be delivered from the prison, which he was.
所以呢，他保罗当时写这封信的时候是在监狱里写的，所以他写给腓立比人的。 时候呢，他自己祷告和腓立比人的祷告呢，就是说他能够被从监狱里救出来，实际上他也被救出来。
So here the word salvation is translated, deliverance. It means deliverance. He's going to be delivered from the prison.
所以在这里呢，这个救恩呢就翻译成被救出来，他实际上也是被救出来，从监狱里被救出来了。
Now, sometimes the word salvation can mean just, being saved from drowning. Three times we find it in the scriptures where it mentions about salvation from drowning. Acts,
So, 因为是有时候呢，这个救恩呢也是被翻译成就是说被从被淹死里救出来的，所以我们要看一下。
Like Acts 27, for example.
所以呢，使徒行传的第27章，举个例子。
And, this story is that Paul is on his way to Rome aboard a ship.
这个故事是关于保罗在他去罗马的路上乘船去的。
They encounter a tremendous storm.
他们呢碰到了一个巨大的风暴。
And they're nearing shore in this storm, and they know that if the ship comes and onto the shore, it's going to be broken up and all lives might be lost.
因为他们就在准备靠岸的时候，他们知道靠岸的时候，这个如果是碰到那个岸，他们都会那个船会破碎，会沉掉，他们所有的人都会死掉。
Now the crew tries to sneak away and save themselves.
因为当时的那个船员呢，他们尝试着自己偷偷溜走，然后把自己不至于淹死。
And in verse 30, then, Luke's account of the event, he says, in an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved.
所以第27章第30节第31节路加是这样记载的，水手想要逃出船去，把小船放在海里，假作要从船头抛锚的样子。第31节，保罗的本副长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。
So that doesn't mean that they won't be saved from their sin. It means that they won't be saved from drowning.
所以呢，这里呢，不是说他们不会从他们的罪里得救，而是不会从他们的那个淹死里救出。
And also, if we look at Hebrews chapter 11,
我们同样可以看到希伯来书的第十一章。
There's another account, it's Noah, how he saved himself and his family by faith from drowning during the flood.
因为这里也是另外一个例子，就是讲挪亚他们怎样自己和他自己的家里不至于被淹死。
So it says in verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family.
所以呢，第七节是这样讲的，挪亚因着信，既蒙神的指示，他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
So that salvation again is a salvation from drowning during the flood.
所以呢，这个呢，这里的救恩是也是一个例子，就是说被从洪水里救出来，不至于被淹死。
And that's, in both these cases, it means deliverance, to be delivered from drowning.
因为这两个方面的意思呢，两个例子意思都是被从淹死里面救出来，不至于淹死。
It doesn't have anything to do with eternal salvation. That is entirely a personal thing.
所以这里呢，跟你的永恒的得救没有关系，这只是他们当时个人的一点事情里被救出来。
Again, referring to the same event, Peter gives us a little account in 1 Peter chapter 3.
所以呢， 彼得一书里啊，彼得也给了我们一个类似的啊，这方面的经文。
And he is talking about those spirits who are in prison in verse 19. Those spirits were disobedient, verse 20. Long ago when God patiently or waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water.
因为在第十九节、第二十节里，他这里也是讲到嘛，他藉着这灵曾去传道给那些监狱里的灵听，这就是说那些灵得救的。也就是说呢，这第二十节就是从那从前从挪亚方预备方舟中神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟，藉着水得救的不多，只有八人。
They were delivered through the flood in the ark in safety.
所以呢，他们实际上呢也是啊，因为在方舟里，所以得救了，而且是他们的安全得救了，并没有说是。
Now this is a picture, of course.That Peter uses here as a picture of salvation.
在这里呢，彼得呢用这做了一个救恩的画面。
Because baptism is a picture of what the Lord Jesus did when he went through the waters of death.
所以呢，这里呢，洗礼呢，就是说啊，主耶稣他做的，他从水里进入死。
He went through the waters of death to provide a salvation for all of their souls, salvation of souls.
所以呢，主耶稣进入水呢，给我们提供了所有的灵魂的救恩。
But here, the real actual event was that Noah and eight souls, including Noah, his wife, three sons, and their wives, they were saved from from death.
所以这里讲的就是他挪亚和挪亚的家庭八个人包括挪亚在内他的三个儿子和他的三个媳妇他们一起被救出来没有被淹死。
So therefore we see that the word salvation then means deliverance or a place of safety, brought to a place of safety. It also has another sense.That we run into sometimes in scripture. And there we find it in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10.
因为我们翻到提摩太前书的第四章的第十节他这里讲到的呢也是这些人被那个就是说从他们被救出来救到一个安全的地方讲的是得安全了。
Verse 10 of chapter 4 in 1 Timothy reads, And for this we labor and strive that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
所以提摩太前书第四章第十节讲我们劳苦努力正是为此。因为我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，这是信徒的救主。
Now it sounds like that God is this universal Savior that everyone's going to be saved.
这里呢听起来好像呢，神是所有人的救主，然后每个人都会得救。
But that isn't what it means here.
那这并不是这里讲到的意思。
Too many other scriptures would deny that.
所以呢，有更多的两个其他的经文来否认这一点。
It doesn't talk about the salvation of the soul here.
这里呢，谈到的并不是灵魂的得救。
It means that God is good to everyone.
这里呢，意思就是神对每一个人是好的。
He's good to the wicked and the righteous.
他是对坏人和好人都是好的。
He preserves all men.
他能保护所有的人。
He's not willing that any should perish.
他不希望任何一个人灭亡。
But his goodness and his long suffering extends to all.
所以呢，因为他的美善，他的长久忍耐，在扩展到每一个人的身上。
So in that sense, he's the savior of men.
所以在这个意义上呢，他就是人类的救主。
We only have to consider, why doesn't God destroy the wicked?
我们有时候就想，为什么神不去毁灭那些坏人呢？
Why do evil men seem to be able to flourish on the earth?
因为为什么那些恶人能够在地球上一直繁衍？
Well, God in his mercy and his grace extends his goodness to everyone, not willing that any should perish.
所以神的恩典和怜悯呢，扩展到所有的人身上，他不希望任何一个人灭亡。
And when the wicked who reject God's offer of mercy stand before God on the final day of judgment, they will not be able to say, you were never good to me.
所以呢，当那些恶人他们最后站在神的面前的时候，他没有机会说神你对我不好。
And God will be able to point to instances there which displayed his mercy and long suffering many times in the lives of the wicked.
所以呢，神就会在那里跟他们显示出来，在那些恶人的人生中，神给了他很多的恩典和那个怜悯。
And so in that sense, he's the savior of all men.
从这个意义上来说呢，他是人类的救主。
But notice the phrase, but especially to those who believe.
所以呢，你注意一下，这里更特别的是说呢，更是信徒的救主。
That is in this life. In this life, God has a special, his people are especially on his heart.
所以呢，是在我们的今生里，今生里呢，信徒在神的心里是特别的。
And so, these are different ways of using the word salvation in scripture.
所以这里呢是以一些不同的方式在圣经里用到救恩的。
But the greatest need is not just to be individually delivered from our problems during our days here on earth. Because what's facing us is the result of sin, which is death.
所以呢，在我们这个人生里最重要的不是说我们把我们从我们目前的苦难里救出来，而是说我们在死了以后的。
And the greatest need for salvation is salvation from sin.
所以呢，最大的需要对那个救恩的是我们从罪里得救。
So, what we want to look at, and I think what we'd like to look at now is the idea of salvation from sin, and look at that in three different aspects.
所以我们呢，要今天要特别提到的呢，就是说是从我们从旧里被救出来，从罪里被救出来这三个方面。
The word salvation, which we're interested in here this afternoon mostly, has to, most places in scripture, it has the idea of being delivered from sin.
所以今天下午在这里我们要谈到的就呢，在其实在圣经里讲到更多的呢是从罪里被救出来。
And so we need to to be able to distinguish between the three tenses of salvation.
因为我们要来谈到呢，救恩的三个时态方面的区别。
Salvation past, salvation present, and salvation yet in the future.
所以呢，过去的，在过去得救，在现在得救，在将来得救。
And sometimes when we read the scriptures, we get them confused and it's hard for us to understand what God is actually saying in these scriptures.
感到呢，糊涂，因为我们不知道神到底在这些经文里要告诉我们些什么。
And so we need to distinguish between them.
因为我们要找出他们的区别来。
Now I want you to turn, as we introduce this subject, to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
因为我们要来到提摩太后书第二章的第16节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
提摩太后书第二章第16节。
This is Paul's personal letter to Timothy.
这是保罗给那个提摩太的私人的书信。
But it's written down as a personal letter to every one of us.
所以呢，实际上写下来是给我们每一个人的个人的信件。
And so he's telling Timothy, because Timothy was a teacher.
他也告诉提摩太，因为提摩太当时是教导一个教师。
But each of us, I think, needs to learn this lesson that he's impressing upon Timothy.
所以呢，这个呢，我认为我们每个人都要来从这里学到功课，因为这个是实际上对提摩太的影响是很大。
Now he says, do your best. Verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth.
提摩太后书第二章第15节，第15节是这样说：你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
And as the King James more correctly puts it, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, who rightly divides the word of truth.
所以呢，在国王钦定版里呢，他说的解的比较准确，他就说按照正义分解真理的道，做无愧的工人。
Because when you handle the word of God, you want to be able to make sure that you're putting things in the right categories.
所以呢，当你去读神的话的时候呢，你要确保是放在一个正确的类型里面。
This requires study. It requires diligence.
所以这需要呢，去学习，需要非常勤奋的学习。
And so, some, you can't just take sort of the first thing that comes to your mind and think that that's going to be correct.
所以你不可能就是把第一时间你读经的时候出现在你脑子里的那个想法作为正确的。
When you approach the Word of God, you want to approach it as what it is. It's the Word given by the Spirit of God Himself.
所以呢，当你去读圣经的时候，你要读到呢，就是说这个圣经是神的圣灵给出来的神的话。And
then you pay very careful attention to what the verses actually say.
所以你要非常仔细的去注意到那些经文到底说的是什么。And
then you are, and the context within which it's found.
所以然后你还要根据上下文来。
In other words, you don't just pull a scripture out to support an idea that you might have in your head. You need to allow the scripture to speak for itself.
所以你必须允许圣灵自己来讲话。
And keeping in mind the context.
所以呢，一直要注意着上下文的关系。
And then comparing scripture with scripture.
然后呢，用经文来，平行经文来做比较。
Now this takes a long time.
这里需要花很多时间。
And sometimes you need to wait on the Lord for light on a certain verse. You pray and ask him for light.
所以有时候呢，你要等待很长时间，等待主的光来给你，在这一节经文上给你光来去理解。
And God doesn't want to hide things from us. He will answer those prayers.
所以呢，神不想把什么事情隐藏给我们，神会啊答应我们的祷告。
So Paul is telling Timothy, want you to be a good workman, being able to divide the word of truth accurately.
所以呢，好，使徒保罗对提摩太说，提摩太，你要做一个好的工人，你要有能力去把正道真理分解出来。
It'll take diligence and much study.
所以这个需要很勤奋，也要很多的学习。
And it takes humility.
同样呢，你要是要谦卑自己。
If we think we know something, God stops our learning process right there.
因为如果我们知道我们认为我们知道什么，那么神会就让你的思维在那个地方停止下来。
Some of the greatest prophets that ever prophesied, when God called them to prophesy, they cried out, Oh Lord, I'm just a child.
因为很多伟大的先知呢，当神让他们先去做一些预言的时候呢，他们会说，主啊，我只是个孩子。
And he hides these mysterious things in the scripture from the wise people and those that know, think they know what's happening.
所以呢，神把这些伟大的真理在圣经里隐藏起来，给那些自以为聪明的，他们知道什么将要发生的那样的人。
And he reveals them to babes.Little babes.
然后他呢，给他显示给那些婴孩。
Remember the events that the Lord, came up against in the Gospels when the Pharisees who thought they knew the scriptures, but he said, you don't even know the scripture.
Or, 你们知道当主耶稣在新约圣经里记载，当法利赛人他们说他们知道圣经的时候，主耶稣跟他们说，你们根本就不懂圣经。
Okay, so now we want to look at these. There's three aspects of salvation. We're talking about deliverance from sin itself.
所以我们就要谈谈这个救恩的三个方面。我们谈到的是从罪本身被救出来的。
Now a couple of years ago on our Thursday mornings, we actually did this and we had it up on the board and so on. Some of you may remember it. So it's going to be a bit of a review for you, but we're taking it from a little different angle and spending a little more time on it today.
所以几年前呢，我们在星期四的早上我们讲到了这个，你们如果当时在这里学习的人呢，你们可能知道我讲的这三个方面，但是今天呢，对所有的大家的人读过的那是一个复习，我们同样呢也会从不同的方面来解释。
So first of all, we'll just give an overview of these three tenses of salvation or three aspects, or three different areas, you might say, of application of, salvation.
因为我们首先呢要给出一个概览，就这三个方面。或者说你讲的是三个时态，或者是讲的三个区域，我们来谈谈这个救恩。
So generally speaking, we can say that there are three aspects. The first is the past, salvation in the past, salvation in the present, and salvation yet future.
所以我们总的来说呢，就是说我们可以从三个方面，第一个呢是过去的救恩。一个是在现在的救恩，一个是在将来要来的救恩。
So we're talking to believers here now.
我们这里谈到的是信徒。
And they can say, well, I was saved the past, I was saved from the penalty of sin.
所以他们会说呢，我被救出来了，救出来呢其实过去是我们是被罪的惩罚里救出来了。
And that is roughly, speaks to us of justification.
所以呢，通常呢，讲到的是我们是 被审判的那一个。
No condemnation.
所以没有被没有审判，我们是被公义，这得到公义。
To those who are in Christ Jesus.
对那些在主耶稣里没有审判。
We were justified from everything the moment we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们被称义了，在我们相信主耶稣的那一瞬间，我们已经称义了。
We're saved from the penalty of sin.
我们被从罪的惩罚里救出来。
So that's good. That gives us a standing.
这里呢，是好的，让我们可以站立起来。
But we're still in the world.
我们仍然在这个世界里。
And so we need salvation in the present.
所以我们需要在现在，当现在得到救恩。
And that's in the present continuous, you might say.
所以呢，你可以这么说，是在救恩的，在现在的进行。
The old nature is still there.
我们的老我仍然在那里。
Satan is there to deceive.
所以撒旦还在那里在诱惑。
And the world around us is there to attract us.
所以呢，我们周围的世界也在吸引我们。
And so we have that old nature within us that is attracted to the world.
所以我们在我们里面有所有的那个老我，这个世界要来吸引我们的。
Our past sins are all forgiven, and our future sins are all forgiven. That's fine. We're justified before God.
因为我们过去的罪也被赦免了，我们将来罪也被赦免，这是好的。我们在神面前是称义了。
But like Paul could cry out, he couldn't get victory over the indwelling sin, and he cried out, "Oh wretched man that I am!"
所以呢，他就说呢，这就是保罗当时呼喊出来的，就是说我现在也不能从这个罪里出来。
Oh wretched man that I am, who's going to save me from the old body of death that's sin and death that's in me?
所以呢，谁可以把我在那个我的老我里那个罪的死亡里面救出来呢？
So we have the second aspect of salvation, being saved from the power of sin indwelling us.
所以我们呢，有第二个方面呢，就是我们被从那个罪的权柄在我们里面，被从罪的权柄下救出来。
And that corresponds to sanctification, where God continually, day by day, by the Holy Spirit, sets us apart for Him.
所以这里讲到的呢是使我们成为圣洁，神的圣灵呢把我们分别出来成为圣。
Well, that's fine for this life, but what about the future? What about that's wonderful. Well, we have the future tense of salvation.
这是可以的，但是呢，关于将来的将来时的时候，那将来我们的就会是什么呢？
And that's when you and I who are trusting the Lord Jesus.Are going to be saved from the very presence of sin.
所以呢，就是你我在将来会从罪的面前被救出来。
That's glorification. Sin can no more touch us there when we're glorified with Christ.
这就是荣耀，将来的荣耀，罪再也不能触摸我们了。我们在神面前，我们把荣耀给了主。
Okay, that's an introduction to these three tenses or three aspects of salvation. Let's look at some scriptures where we find this. So as you approach them for yourself in the scriptures, you'll be able to differentiate between what the writer is saying, whether it's past, present, or future.
这就是我们讲的那个救恩的三个方面，让我们来看一些经文，这些经文里，当你读到这些经文的时候呢，你能不能区别出来哪是这些时态在里面
？Now these are going to be familiar verses for you. Let's turn to the first one then, and that's Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
因为这些经文应该对你来说是对你们来说比较熟悉的，我们翻到以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
所以第八节是你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Now this shows a couple of things.
这里呢，给我们展现了几个事情。
Salvation is a gift.
所以救恩是一个恩赐。
By God's grace.
也藉着神的恩典。
That deliverance that we get from sin, from sin's penalty, is completely by God's grace.Through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里呢，我们逃被救出是从罪的惩罚是完完全全是神的恩典，藉着主耶稣在十字架上所做成的功。
But there's one element that's missing here.
所以这里缺了一个元素在这里。
And that is that phrase through faith.
所以这里呢，缺了的是一个。藉着信心。
That salvation from sin is offered to everyone.
所以这里呢，这个救恩呢，从罪里得救呢，是提供给每一个人的。
That gift is available to anyone who wants to receive it.
所以这个恩赐呢，是给每一个人想要接受这个恩赐的人。
The next verse says, not of works. You can't earn it. A gift from a giver, you would dishonor the giver if you attempted to pay for it.
所以这里呢，这个是不是出于你的行为？这个行为呢，就是说是完全是给你的一个礼物。如果你尝试着去工作，去付出给这个恩赐，你就是不尊重那个给你恩赐的。
Now he's writing to the church at Ephesus.
所以这里写的那是给以弗所人的教会写的。
They were all believers in the Lord Jesus.
他们所有的人都是在主耶稣里的信徒。
And so he's just reminding them, it is by grace you've all been saved. You've been delivered from sin through faith.
因为他只是提醒他们，你们得救呢是藉着神的恩典，你们所有的人呢就是通过你们的信心被从这里救出来。
So there you can see the word, the tense is, it's in the past tense. You have been saved. It talks about their initial salvation.
所以你们要注意到这里是过去式，你们是被救出来了。
Let's look at another one, 2 Timothy.
我们看看提摩太后书第二。另外一个
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9.
我们太后说第一章的第九节。
And, just the first part of that verse, talking about God's salvation there, by the power of God in verse 8.
所以这里呢，只是前面一部分讲到的是我们得救是藉着神的大能。
And he's writing, as I mentioned earlier, this is a personal letter to Timothy, which is passed on personally to you and me.
所以这里谈到的呢，是他的个人私人的信给提摩太的，也是写给我们每一个人的。
And so he says to Timothy, it's,the power of God through the gospel, God's power, who has saved us and called us to a holy life.
所以呢，这里呢讲到的呢，是按着神的能力按着福音，神救了我们，以圣召我们。
And he goes on, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose.And grace. And this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
因为你继续讲不是按照我们的行为乃是按照他的旨意和恩典这恩典是在万古之前在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
That's God's purpose in salvation there. But notice it's in the past tense. He has saved us.
这不是在, 过去时你是,
in other words, Paul is reminding Timothy, we look back to the time when we received that salvation, even though it was ordained before the foundation of the world.
一直看到万古之先,
now turn over a couple of pages to Titus chapter 3.
我们来到提多书的第三章,都发几页。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书第三章第五节。
He saved us, that is God, our Savior, verse 4. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out us on us generously through Christ Jesus, our Savior.
提多书第三节,第三章第五节,他,这就是神,我们的救主,便救了我们,并不是因我们所行的义,乃是照他的怜悯,就是重生的喜和圣灵的更新,圣灵就是神藉着耶稣基督,我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上。So
there, that tells us again, in that's in the past tense, he saved us, looking back, writing to Titus.
所以这里呢,我们看到的,再次看到他就是过去的时, 他在过去救了我们。
And there also tucked into that verse is how he actually did save us.
所以在这里呢,其实这个经文里告诉他神是怎么样救了我们的。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的功。
And it says, through, he saved us through the washing of regeneration.
所以这里讲到的基督重生的喜,
or the rebirth.
或者说是更新,重生的功。
And so that talks about the second birth. That's how we've been saved.
这就是我们谈到的重生,就第二次出生,就讲到我们是怎么样被救的。
That is, we are born again by his Spirit.
我们重生靠着神的圣灵。
That's how he saves us.
这就是神怎样救我们。He's
not going to save the old flesh. The old flesh is condemned to die.
他不会去救我们这个老的肉体,因为老的肉体已经定罪了,要死。He
creates in us a new man.
觉得在我们里面重新造了一个人。
And that's our salvation, is the new man in Christ Jesus. So, now notice that in these three examples that we've had, saved is always in the past tense. However, there are some verses which speak of our deliverance from the penalty of our sins, where the verb is not in the past tense.
这里呢,这三个讲的,前面讲的都是在过去时我们从罪的惩罚里救出来的,但是我们在后面也讲到的是一些动词,他们并不是在过去式的动词里面,而是现在式。Now
I can imagine some of you are thinking, wow, this is getting complicated.
所以我就在想一下,你们都在说,为什么要搞这么复杂呢?
Eric, what are you doing about? You didn't even graduate from high school and you're trying to teach all these brilliant people from China all this English language. That's right, I dropped out of high school.
这是对的,我的高中就辍学了。And
later I dropped out of university.
然后我从大学也辍学了。But
I never dropped out of the school of God.
但是我从来没有从神的学校里辍学。I
found school boring, but I don't find the Bible boring.
对,因为 学校很烦，但是从来没觉得圣经很烦。
But you might say again that this is getting complicated.
所以你会再次说这已经搞得太复杂了。
Well, what you need to do is when you read, read in a discerning way. With the help of the Holy Spirit, He will show you the subtleties and the beauties that is in the word.
所以你做的是要做的是什么呢？你就是去读，你用不同的方式去读，神的圣灵就会显示你在这个神的话里的美丽和美好。
So we're looking at the first aspect, that is saved from the very penalty of sin. No condemnation. We've been saved from judgment.
因为我们可以看看第一类的就是过去式的，过去式我们是被从罪的惩罚里救出来了，我们不会再受审判，我们不会再被定罪。
So let's take a look at the word salvation, where it's not in the past tense, but refers to that first aspect, to be delivered from the penalty of sin. Let's look at Acts chapter 4:12.
所以我们翻到《使徒行传》的第四章的第十二节，我们来看看这些词不是用不是从过去时，不是说我们从过去被救出来，而且是跟那些有关联的。
Acts chapter 4:12，《
使徒行传》的第四章第十二节。
Here Peter is preaching to the nation.To the Sanhedrin or the rulers of Israel. He'd been brought before them.
这里的彼得就是在跟那个国家讲的是当时的那个统治以色列的统治者和统治阶层。
Now he's not talking to believers here. He's talking to unbelievers.
这里讲到的他不是跟信徒讲话，而是跟非信徒讲话。
So therefore, he can't use the past tense.
你这里呢，所以呢，他就不可能用过去时来跟他们讲。
What he's telling is, he's talking here in the present tense.
你在这里讲的呢，是用现在时。
Because if they believe, then they will be saved.
因为他们如果他们现在相信，他们然后就会得救。
So here's part of his.We're breaking into his message here.
这里这一个呢，就是从他的那个信息里分离出来的。
And he says, salvation. That is, God's salvation, just generally, is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
这里讲到的呢，救恩呢，就是拯救。他讲到的是呢，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救的。
So he's telling these unbelievers where salvation can be found.
所以他在这里是告诉那些不信的人，你在哪里可以找到救恩
？Where they can be saved from sin.
他们在哪里可以找到他们可以得救，从他们的罪里得救。
And where is that salvation found?
那这个救恩在哪里找到呢？
It's found in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name whereby we must be saved.
这个救恩是找到在主耶稣的名里，在天下没有别的名赐下可以得救。
Now let's look at another one where it talks about salvation that is not in the past, but it refers to the possibility of salvation. Romans 10 and 9.
我们翻到罗马书的第十章的第九节，这里讲到的不是从过去的时来得救的，而是现在你有可能得救的一节经文。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
罗马书第十章的第九节。
Here he's writing to the Romans.
这里写给是罗马。
And he is message is really to the Jew, verse chapters 9, 10, and 11, is the gospel in relation to the Jew. What about the Jew?
第9章、第11章讲到的所有的就是关于讲的犹太人的，这犹太人怎么办呢？
The question in these chapters that Paul answers is, has God cast away his people, his earthly people?
所以这里呢，这几章里，保罗讲到的呢，就是说神他抛弃了他在地上的子民吗？
Now what he's talking about salvation in this verse 9, chapter 10, verse 9, is the possibility of Jew and Gentile being saved through confessing Jesus as Lord.
所以呢，这里呢，第十章第九节你讲到的呢，是可能性和犹太人和外邦人，他们如果承认主，他们就能得救。
So let's read that then. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以这里讲到的呢，就是说我们的读经文，你若口里认主耶稣为主，心里信神叫他做子女复活，就必得救。
See, that is in the future, but it refers to the initial act of salvation from sin.
所以这里呢，就是讲到的是将来，但是呢，给了我们一个初步的观点，就是说你在怎么样从这里被救出来。
So now if you read those over again later on, you'll be able to decide for yourselves that by the contents of the verse, rather than the tense of the verb itself, whether it refers to salvation from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, or from the presence of sin.
因为你这自己去读这几节经文的时候呢，你会自己发现，你要从下下文的观点去看呢，所以你会得出这样一个：从你过去被从罪的惩罚里被救出来，现在从罪的权柄里，就是说将来从罪的面前被救出来。
Okay, so now we've looked at the past tense or the initial act of salvation when we first believe and we're saved from the penalty of sin and we are justified before God.
因为我们就看到过去时的时候呢，我们初步的就得出这样一个，就是当我们信了以后，我们被从罪里救出来，从罪的成本救出来，我们在神面前就被称义了。
Now, I'm sorry I don't have some real lovely, colorful stories here to give you some relief from this doctrinal stuff. But I really get off on this stuff.
因为他也抱歉，他没有那些很美好的、很那个有趣的故事来讲给大家，让大家放松一下，从这一个专门的这种教义里面也让大家放松一下。但是他确实是要讲在这种教义里给大家讲一下。
So that's the first aspect of salvation, the initial act of believing, receiving Christ. We are saved from judgment, from the penalty of sin, and we are justified.
这就是一个第一个方面，我们初步的呢，就是我们相信主耶稣，我们就会被从罪里救出来，我们就会称义。But
then the question is, where do we go from here?
所以呢，问题是我们从这里开始，我们会做什么？
I have a life to live while I'm on earth. I'm not in heaven yet.
这以后呢，我怎么办呢？我还要在地球上生活，我还没有到天堂去。
And this is a question that believers often ask, variations of this question. How can I live? How can I overcome sin? What should I do? Etc., etc. It goes on and on, right?
这就是呢，基督徒得救以后通常会问的一些问题。这些问题当然都是不同的，但是我得救以后怎么样生活，怎么样在地球上继续等等等等，通常会问这些问题。
Now, although it's true that I have been saved, it's equally true that I need to be saved every day. I'm being saved every day.
当然是我已经得救了，但是就等同于我每天都要得救，我要一直得救。
We have powerful enemies against us.
我们有很强大的敌人来对抗我们。
We mentioned earlier the old nature within and the old habits that come along with it.
我们前面提到的我们的老我在我们里面，我们那些老的习惯在我们里面。
We have the allure of attraction of a world that is against God and His Christ.
因为我们有那些整个就是悖逆神和基督的事件来吸引我们。
And then we have the deceptions of Satan himself working continually to bring us down.
我们同样的也有那个撒旦，魔鬼撒旦，他一直在做工，他要把我们拉下来，让我们跌倒。
How can I be an overcomer is the question.
这样的问题就是我们怎样去得胜呢?
Simply through faith.
当然是简单的通过信心。
That's how we overcome.
这就是我们怎么样去得胜。
But we have a Savior that is ever living.
但是我们有一个救主，他是永生的。
So I've been saved from the penalty of sin in the past, and now I'm being saved from the power of sin in the present.
因为我已经从过去的罪的惩罚里被救出来，得救了。我现在呢，也从罪的权柄下、权力下被救出来。Now
stay with me because I'm going over it, underlining it carefully so that it hopefully it gets embedded in your minds.
因为大家要注意听我的，因为我会一直不断的这么一直讲，一直讲，讲到给你在你的思维里种下，让你有些一些注意。
Okay, again, I've been saved from the penalty of sin.
再次说呢，我是从罪的惩罚里被救出来。
Through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
你通过主耶稣在十字架上所完成的功。
That's where I find peace with God and know my soul is saved by what he did upon the cross of Calvary.
这就是我们在神面前找到的平安，就是说主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪所做的一切。
God was completely satisfied with that sacrifice.
所以神是完完全全的对这个献祭悦纳了。
And he raised him from the dead.
然后他让主耶稣从死里复活。
In the power of an endless life.
所以在那个无尽的生命里的一个大门。
So if I've been saved from my sin by the finished work of Christ on the cross, I am now being saved from the power of sin by the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, his ministry and his life at the right hand of God.
所以呢，我是从过去里被从主耶稣在十字架上所完成的功你救出来，但现在呢，我是藉着主耶稣的生命，藉着主耶稣在神的右边那样的把我从罪的权能力救出来。
So this is what is meant by what we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 10.
也就是我们在罗马书第五章第十节里读到的。罗马书第五章第十节。
Verse 9, we'll use that to start verses 9 and 10.
你们从第九节开始，第九节和第十节。
Chapter 5 begins, we have been justified by faith. That is the initial act of being saved.
因为第五章开始的是我们因信称义，这就是我们被得救的一个初步的概念。
And verse 1, that is.
这是第一节。
And the result is we have peace now with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为结果呢，就是我们在神面前有平安，通过我们的主耶稣。So
he, again, he says in verse 9, and he refers back to that first verse.
所以呢，在这里呢，第九节呢，他在 强调前面的借指出借出指指着前面的那些书的。
And he says, since we have now been justified by his blood, that is the blood shed upon the cross, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
所以第九节说我们现在既靠着他的血，这血就是十字架上流的，既靠着他的血，所以你就更要藉着他免去神的愤怒。
So therefore, that's the first aspect of salvation. Justified, saved from wrath, notice.
所以这里呢就是说你注意到了吗，这就是第一方面，在过去的我们称义了，我们免去神的愤怒。
And then in chapter, verse 10, we find the second aspect of salvation.
在第十节内我们发现了第二个方面的救恩。
It says, for if when we were God's enemies,We were reconciled to him through the death of his son. Now here it is, the present time. How much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved through his life.
这里讲到了呢，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且藉着神的儿子的死得与神和好，这就是过去式。但是你注意到，既已和好，这是现在，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
That is,We're saved by his life at the right hand of God, making intercession for us.
也在这里讲到，那就是我们因着他的身，他现在坐在神的右边，给我们不断的求神，让我们得救了。
And as John writes in his first letter, he's our advocate.
所以呢，约翰在他的第一封书信里讲的，他是我们的说和者。
He pleads on our behalf before the throne of God.
他为我们求情，让站在我们的方面，在神的宝座前为我们求情。
Oh, the accuser is there too.
那个控告我们的同样也在那。
Just like he came and accused Job before the Lord.
就像他在神面前去控告约伯一样。
But we have an advocate. We've got a heavenly advocate, a lawyer that has never lost a case.
因为我们有一个说情者，我们有一个在天堂里的最好的律师，他从来没有输过一场官司。
And so he says,you've been saved past by his blood. How much more by his life?
所以他说我们过去得救了通过他的宝血，那么现在他藉着他们的生命我们能得到什么。
There's also in the book of Hebrews, he talks about him being our great high priest.
所以呢在希伯来书里也谈到了他现在是我们的最高的祭司。
And he ever lives to make intercession for us.
他一直活着为我们求情。
Oh, we may wander, we may...fail, we may slip, but we will never fall.
所以呢，我们会彷徨，我们也会跌倒，但是呢，我们永远不会我们永远不会就是说
As Jude put it, he is able to keep you from falling.
所以呢，他就说让犹大说的，他会让我们不至于跌倒。
And so, in the present time, it's a process. The present life after initial salvation, the first aspect, the second aspect is now, is a process that we are going through, which is called sanctification, practical sanctification.
In the journey, man.从现在时呢讲到的呢是第二个方面，第一个方面我们是过去得救呢，现在呢是我们成圣，这是一个过程。
Where we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在我们主耶稣基督的恩典和知识里成长。
Not that we grow more gracious in ourselves.
所以呢在我们自己并不是说那需要更多的恩典来成长。
But as we, as we, through our experiences, we experience the grace of God in our lives, we learn how much we grow in the knowledge of His grace toward us and in the knowledge of His mercy and His love toward us.
我们的人生中呢，我们是经历了啊神的恩典，藉着神的恩典呢，我们在成长。我们成长是在，这是你藉着神的恩典和藉着神的怜悯，我们来成长。
Now in this process of sanctification, we might, I just want to point out something important here.
所以在这个进程，成圣的进程里面，我要指出一点非常重要的一点。
The law has no place in practical sanctification.
所以呢，律法在我们这个进行成圣的里面不占任何的地位。
As soon as you say, as soon as you apply the principles of the law to your life, you're going to fail.
因为如果你一直把那个律法的那些规律应用在你的人生中，你会跌倒。
Because the law, the flesh revels, the flesh loves the law.
因为你的肉体肉身他爱律法。
The old nature says, yes, I'm going to become a good Christian. I'm going to keep the commandments. I'm going to obey the laws.
所以呢，你的那个肉身呢，就是我会，我会守住律法，我会顺服律法，我会做好律法。
Now that may go some against some of the things you might believe or have been taught.
那这样呢，就可以就是说让你，就是说反对，就是说跟那个你学到的一些东西是不符合的。Now
that's a recipe for failure.
这就是那个失败者他们的那个配方。
Read carefully Romans chapter 7.
所以呢，读仔细的读罗马书的第七章。
What we need to do, as the Bible tells us, we need to be dead to the law, but alive to Christ Jesus.
这里讲到我们要向着罪而死，向着基督而生。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
That's what we read there in Romans chapter 5 and verse 10.
这就是我们在罗马书第五章第十节里读到的。
We're reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved? Not by keeping the law, but by through his life, his resurrected life.
因为我们所做成的，藉着神的死的与神和好，既以和好，就要更藉着他的生，我们是通过他的生命，是通过主耶稣重生的生命而保持现在的。
The law is holy and the law is just and the law is good.
所以呢，律法呢是圣洁的，是公义的，它也是好的。
And if it could have brought in righteousness, then the Savior would not have needed to come.
如果那个律法呢，能够把我们带到公义里面去，那我们的救主就没有必要来了。
So the process of sanctification then presently is not done by our own effort.
所以呢，现在我们进行的成圣的过程呢，并不是由我们自己来做的。
The process is one in which, when we look to the risen Christ, the Holy Spirit changes us into that same image from one glimpse of His glory to another.
所以呢，我们看着主耶稣的时候，神的圣灵呢，就会把我们带到那个从一个荣耀到另一个荣耀。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来的 第七节，第七章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 7, and verse 25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节，第二十五节。
Verse 24, we'll read our connection there.
从二十四节读起，你们上下文连接。
But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
第二十四节，这位祭司永远长存的。他祭司的职任就长久不更换，凡靠他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
And so he has as our great high priest in the Old Testament, the high priest Aaron had a breastplate, and in that breastplate there were 12 stones which were written.On which were written the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以呢，主耶稣是我们的最高祭司，在旧约里，那个最高的祭司是Aaron。他在他的胸上有一个胸牌，他的胸牌上呢放着12个啊宝贵的就是宝石。那些宝石上呢是代表以色列的12个支派。
And when he went into the tabernacle.Into the holy place in the presence of God, he bore the names on his heart of all God's people represented there by the 12 tribes.
所以呢，当艾伦到那个亚伦到那个圣殿里至圣的地方去的时候呢，他带着那12个胸牌跟他在一起，这代表他把以色列的12个支派都带到神的面前。
And the Lord Jesus is doing that for each one of you today that have put your faith in Him.
所以主耶稣呢，现在在做，每天都在做这件事儿，对你们来说啊，当你们信他的时候。
We pray for one another. Oh, but we miss days and we sometimes miss times. But He never fails. He prays for you continually before the Father.
所以我们互相祷告，但是呢。我们有时候我们会少一个祷告，我们会失去一些，但是主耶稣呢，他永远不停歇的，每天呢都在神面前为我们祷告。
So he's able to save to the uttermost, that is, save to the, as it's put here, save completely.
所以呢，他这里呢就是说他能够啊救我们，能够完整完完全全的救我们。
Let's look at another passage. 1 Corinthians 1:18.
那我们另外读一下《哥林多前书》的第一章的第十八节。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
所以哥林多前书第一章第十八节是这样讲，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
There it is, that us that are being saved, it's the power of God. There's the power of God to deliver from present sin.
所以这里就是说呢，我们得救的人呢，是就是神的，却为神的大能。我们是从过去被救出来了，现在是得救。
Okay, so I think that's looking at the present. Let's look at the future, the completion of God's purposes.
所以呢，这里就是讲的现在是。那我们来看一看将来时就是神的旨意的成全。
The Lord Jesus, when he left this earth, just the night that he was betrayed, he told his disciples that he was going to go away and he was going to prepare a place for them.
所以在主耶稣被出卖的那一天晚上，在他离开他们的时候，他说他要到父那里去为我们准备一个地方。
And he also said that if I go away, I will, and prepare a place for you, I will come again.And receive you to myself that where I am, there you might be also.
所以他说呢, 我现在要离开你们, 你看现在我要去准备一个地方, 准备地方给你们准备地方, 然后会再来, 我再来的时候会接你们到我那里去, 是在我在的地方, 你和我们在一起。
Now, when that event happens, when he comes again, we're going to have to be changed completely.
因为当那一刻发生的时候，当他再来的时候，我们会完完全全的改变。
We're going to be transformed into his glorious body, like his glorious body.
我们会被变成跟他的那个荣，主耶稣那个荣耀身体一样的一个身体。
This old mortal body here is going to have to take on immortality.
因为这个呢，我们这个会朽坏的身体，会完完全全带去带到一个不朽坏的身体。
This old life that has been associated with dishonorable things is going to take on glory.
所以我们这个现在这个身体和那所有的不名誉的一些东西联系在一起的。 会带去带到一个永恒的荣耀里的一个身体。
So that's the future tense of salvation.
这就是救恩的将来时。
It's the future aspect of salvation.
也就是救恩的将来的那个方面。
It'll be the time when we meet the Savior face to face.
这就是在那个时刻我们碰到我们的救主面对面的时候。
And we're going to be saved from the very presence of sin.
我们从罪的面前永远被救出来。
The first aspect, saved from the penalty of sin. Second aspect, saved from the power of sin. But someday, saved from the very presence of sin.
因为过去呢，我们从罪的惩罚里被救出来。第二，现在我们从罪的权柄下被救出来。将来我们会从罪的面前被永远救出来。
The first is justification before God, made righteous. The second, where practical sanctification, we're being changed into his image. But this, save from the very presence of sin, will be, that's glorification.
所以呢，在过去呢，我们是被称义，称义，然后成为义人，而现在呢，我们进行那个分别成圣，成圣以后呢，将来呢，我们要成为一个就是荣耀的时刻。So
let's look at some verses that talk about the future, that future time.
我们看看一些经文关于将来的，在将来时刻。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书的第13章。
And verse 11.
那个第11节。
Here's a call from the apostle to the Romans to wake up. Don't fall asleep here in this life and put your feet up and forget where you are and where you're headed.
因为这里呢是对罗马人的一个呼求，呼求他们醒来，醒来要准备好，不要从现在一直在这里睡。
And do this, he says, verse 11. Understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
因为这里讲的是在这，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近。He's
talking about ultimate salvation there.
但是这里谈到的是 救恩的最终的结果。
When we're going to be with the Lord.
当我们会跟主在一起的时候。
That's the purpose of our salvation, to be with him.
这就是我们救恩的目的, 我们就要跟主在一起。
Look another one, 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书, 我们来看看另外一个。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章。
And verses 8 and 9.
第八九节。
Now here he's saying again, an admonition or exhorting the Thessalonians, saying, we're of the day because we have believed in the light.
所以这里呢, 他是在, 跟帖斯兰家人在, 劝他们在, 在说我们是已经在白昼了。
He says, but since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节说,当我们既然属乎白昼,就应当谨守,把信和爱当作互相敬之兄,把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上,因为神不是预定我们受刑,乃是预定我们藉着我们主耶稣基督得救。
The future for the Christian is not wrath.
所以呢,救恩呢,在对基督徒的将来来说并不是愤怒。
We've been saved from that.
我们已经从神的愤怒上被救出来。And
he's talking there too about the day of the Lord when the wrath will be poured out upon the earth of the, and against those that have refused him.
所以这里谈到的呢,是那些在 主的日子里那些拒绝主的那些人，神的愤怒会完全倾倒在他们身上的那个时候。
But he says that's not your destiny.
他说这不是你们的目的。
Your destiny is not wrath, it's salvation. That is future salvation, glorification with Christ.
你说这不是你们的目的，你们的目的不是愤神的愤怒，而是和神在一起，是将来啊。 神的荣耀的时刻。
Let's look at another couple here, then we'll be finished here.
我们再来读几句经文，然后我们就结束了。Hebrews
chapter 9.
希伯来书的第九章。
9 and verse 28.
第28节。
So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
第28节,像这样,基督既然一次被献担当了多人的罪,将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现,并与罪无关,乃是为拯救他们。
That is, He's going to deliver his people from the very presence of sin, and they will be glorified with him.
也就是呢,他会把他的人民从那个罪的面前救出来,然后得到永恒的荣耀。Now,
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书的第一章第五节,以前第一,第五。
1 Peter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
He says, you who are kept, or as the NIV says, you who are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
第五节说,你们这些因信 蒙神的,蒙神能力保守的人,这个保守在安威里是讲的,是保守的人,必能得着所预备,那末世要显现的救了。
Now notice that verse talks about being kept by the power of God, that is being kept in this present time, until that future aspect when we will be saved from the very presence of sin.
因为呢,你们大家注意到这里的那个保守,被神的能力的保守,这个是现在时代,我们一直会被保守的保守,直到将来被救出从神的面前救,从罪的面前救出来。Okay,
now, sometimes in scripture, if you have difficulty as you read, we've only read a few scriptures here today. But if you have difficulty fitting a particular verse into one of these categories, there's a possibility it might refer to all three
因为有时候呢，当你自己读圣经的时候呢，你会发现，如果你找不到这个东西，它是适合于我们今天讲到这三个方面的哪一个方面的话呢，它有可能就是适合所有的三个方面。
For example, here, let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21.
所以我们就作为举个例子，在马太福音第一章的第21节来做一个例子。
Now Jesus is the author of salvation.
所以呢，主耶稣是救恩的作者。
And he is his person and work involves all three aspects of that salvation.
所以主耶稣他自己就涉及到了所有的这三个方面的救恩。
So when the angel Gabriel came into Joseph to explain what about this miraculous birth that is going to take place.
一旦那个天使来跟约瑟解释这个他们要来到的一个奇妙的出生的时候。
He says to Joseph, she will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音1章21节，你说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他将要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
He's talking of ultimately Israel. It'll be the basis of the new covenant where all Israel will be saved.
这里谈到的呢是一个新的约，新约的最终呢，所有的以色列人都要。
And it talks, he's also talking here about his people, the church, which he will build.
神的教会他将来要建立。
It talks about the blood of his sacrifice is the basis of salvation for all time.
所以呢，这里讲到，也讲到了他的血，关于所有的救恩的所有的时间里。
The Old Testament saints, they looked forward. It was future, the death of Christ on the cross.
因为旧约里的那些圣徒呢，他们看到将来的主耶稣在十字架上的死。
And we, since the death of the cross, we look back as this historical fact.
从主耶稣十字架以后的，我们是往后看，看到主耶稣在十字架上跟我们讲到的那个故事。
Just one more verse, Ephesians chapter 1.
再来一节经文，以弗所书的第一章。
And verse 13.
第十三节，以弗所书1章第13节。
Ephesians 1 and verse 13.
以弗所书第一章的第13节。
In him we, or sorry, verse 13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you are marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
就是第一章第十三，你们既然听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。你信了基督，既然信他，就受了这应许的圣灵为印记。There
again, you see the when they trusted, they heard the word of truth, they were saved, but they were also sealed by the Holy Spirit, which to the day of redemption. So this word here, the gospel of your salvation, goes all the way from initial salvation right to for future glorification.
所以这里你同样的看到他们听见了真理的道，然后他们就得救了，得救了通过现在的这个成圣，一直看到将来的，在将来那个得救的以后的那个荣耀的那一个时刻。Now,
as I said, this has been kind of doctrinal. I didn't have any interesting stories today, but I hope that it will help you as you read the scriptures to pay close attention to what the words are actually saying And these three aspects, they can be all included in one, or they may focus on one or the other, and so on. So I trust that the Lord will bless his word to you as you study and as you grow in Christ, in his likeness by the Holy Spirit. Let's pray.
我觉得呢，我会希望这个能够帮助大家，当大家读圣经的时候，仔细的去看，仔细的去读。有的圣灵的带领，你们读到很多的方面，仔细的方面，或者说以西经文，它我们今天谈到的是讲这个得救的三个方面，但是有些经文呢，你又会读到啊，在不同的三个不同的方面，然后呢，我希望那个神赐福给你们，然后圣灵呢能够帮助你们。
And would you close us in prayer and please pray in Mandarin?
Okay. 但是, 叫我跟大家用中文做一个结束的祷告, 亲爱天父, 我们感谢您, 赐给我们今天美好的一天, 每天都是美好的一天, 有您的日子都是美好的一天, 我们感谢 Eric 弟兄, 来给我们教导这一个, 非常具有 教导性的一些经文，让我们把这些都用到我们的每天的基督徒的人生中间去，也让我们可以仔细的去阅读每一段经文，然后由着您的圣灵的引导，就是祷告，让我们理解通过上下文，您要在我们每个人 都勤奋的去学习您的话，然后在主的恩典和支持里，不断的成长。我们将我们所有的一切都交到您的手里。下次，请把我们带回来，我们也为我们的Harry弟兄祷告，求您继续的保守他，治愈他，因为我们非常需要这么一个老弟兄，请您的恩典和怜悯 一直在他身上，让他尽快的恢复健康，来到我们中间。我们再次献上感恩，我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。